Good morning and welcome to Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson. An announcement on E15 blends to be sold year-round is expected soon. Michael Clements reports.
It has been reported that the White House wants to announce progress in lifting regulations on E15 ethanol blends, possibly as soon as this week. However, the oil industry is pushing back against the pending announcement. In response, rural advocates such as Growth Energy are keeping the pressure up on behalf of the ethanol industry. Growth Energy CEO Emily Score says action could come very soon.
We certainly hope so. USDA Secretary Sonny Perdue was with Growth Energy's members just a few weeks ago here in Washington, D.C., and during our advocacy fly-in, he told us that the fix was imminent. And we're hearing some news reports and we're hearing some things as well from the White House that the news will come soon. And I'm telling you, it couldn't come soon enough. The president knows that farmers are hurting and he wants action on E15 before the election. So our hope is that we'll hear some good news in the very near term.
Amid the current farm economy, Score says E15 will help bring farmers better prices and more certainty.
Farm income is down 47% over the last 5 years, and foreign nations are targeting our agricultural exports. Nationwide sales of E15 would drive demand for 2 billion bushels, 2 billion more bushels of demand of American corn. It promotes U.S. energy security and it helps restore growth in rural communities. We've built a coalition that includes farmers, biofuel producers, rural lawmakers, consumers, and retailers. And it is so important right now to get this across the finish line because we know, and we've seen just these past couple weeks, that the oil industry and the oil lobby, they're not going to back down quietly, and they're ramping up their opposition. So rural champions need to keep the pressure up at EPA and the White House to make sure we do get that announcement and we do get year-round sales of E15 moving very soon.
In order for year-round E15 sales to come true, Score says there are several steps involved.
What we need is for the EPA to start rulemaking that allows for year-round sales of E15. And the ultimate deadline that we're looking at is next summer. We want to be able to have consumers purchase E15. So what we need is we're hoping that the president will announce that this is coming and that EPA will begin rulemaking. So we need to make sure that acting administrator of EPA, Andrew Wheeler, as well as the White House, they're hearing from people in the heartland who want to revitalize rural growth. And the more regulators and the president hear from rural champions, the faster we'll see results at EPA.
You can find ways to show your support for year-round E15 sales online.
To learn more about how you can make your voice heard and why E15 year-round sales is such a boost to the rural economy, go to e15now.com.
Again, learn more at www.e15now.com. Michael Clements reporting.
Stick around, there is much more Inside Agriculture straight ahead. A little later, we're going to go inside ag country and talk about the latest stocks report that's out. That's all straight ahead right here.